I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. The Federal Reserve's again left its benchmark interest rate unchanged, though it signaled it could still cut rates in the coming months. Meanwhile, the Senate Banking Committee's approved Kevin Warsh to be the next Fed chair. At a news conference, current chair Jerome Powell says he will remain on the Fed board, citing legal attacks by the Trump administration.
I worry that these attacks are battering the institution and putting at risk the thing that really matters to the public, which is the ability to conduct monetary policy without taking into consideration political factors. It is so important for our economy, for the people that we serve, that they can depend over time on a central bank that operates that way, free of political influence.
On Wall Street, strong profit reports helped offset another jump in oil prices. The Dow fell 280 points, while the S&P lost less than 0.1%, and the NASDAQ inched higher. Brent crude jumped nearly 6%, July delivery settling above $110 per barrel. I'm Ben Thomas.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.